You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Kun Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Wow, your head's a bit big there, Edward. Hold on. Okay, so the last fight camp interview of 2021.
Thank God for that. Not thank God for the last fight camp, but thank God for the last interview with you. 3 weeks, mate, of non-stop action here, and you have been literally here all the time. So I'm looking forward to next week. Next week is what I call a week for meetings and planning, and I can't wait because I love those weeks. I just get up, I'm at home all week, I just get up, have a little run or something, or go and just do 1,000 press-ups, and just go in the office, have a nice Starbucks in the morning, meetings, planning with fighters, signing fighters, announcing shows. That's what we love to do. But it's been a tremendous 3 weeks, and capped by a brilliant, brilliant fight between Boatzy and Bolotniks.
I was hinting that you didn't want me here this last 3 weeks.
I would appreciate it if we didn't do anything next week, but in reality, we probably will. And you will phone me on like Wednesday or Thursday. Want to do a bit? Want to do a bit? That's what you normally do.
Don't talk like that, Edward.
No, but we probably will do a bit, to be fair.
Okay, let's talk about, let's start from top to bottom. Great learning fight for Boatzy,
Yes. Which
ended in a very clinical KO. Yes. But there's things he probably needs to work on. He'll watch that back and probably be critical of that performance himself. But Bolotniks was game as well.
I disagree. I think you've probably been drinking, to be honest with you. I mean, on a serious note, Bolotniks would give absolutely any light heavyweight a tough, tough fight. So I don't think he'll watch it and be disappointed. I think he should be very proud of that.
I didn't say disappointed. I said critical of his performance.
I don't think he will be. I think he's never really boxed at that level before. He's never gone against someone as tough as durable. He's never gone into the championship rounds before. He's basically dismantled Bolotniks. He's come back under fire. He's soaked it up and he's knocked him out in the 11th round. All right. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I'll ask him later whether he'll be critical of his... Every fighter is critical of his...
Hope you come with the same energy.
I will come with the same energy.
Yeah, well, will you be critical of your performance tonight, Joshua?
He's over there. Why don't you ask him, mate?
Ask him. I want to let him celebrate.
Every fighter is critical of their performance, especially someone like him.
I thought it was a brilliant performance. If you want to be critical of his performance, let me finish. All right? You're giving me the platform. Let me speak.
You've always had the platform, son.
You're doing it again. He threw the kitchen sink at him in the sixth round, and he tired, and I think he took a round off. And then I think Bolotniks come back, and I think he won the eighth round or ninth round or whatever it was. It's what you want. I want to see someone come back at him when he's tired. And that was that was the perfect bit of matchmaking. That was the perfect fight. Not the perfect matchmaking because it was an easy fight, but the perfect matchmaking because it shows us how good he is and shows us that he's ready. And he's ready for a world title now. I see him having one more towards the end of the year in America. And then I think Bivol at the O2, February or March next year. It's the perfect fight. And let's be honest, there are so many belts in boxing at the moment, right? If you win a world championship at £175, you've earned it and you deserve it. Dimitri Bivol, Beterbiev, Joe Smith, these are quality fighters. So let's get behind Boatzy as, I believe, another world champion from Britain. Tough as nails, can punch, exciting, always likes to have a tear up, but doesn't actually even need to. Great, great fight.
So your plan from now is to steer him towards that world title shot? Oh,
yeah. That's always, I mean, what a stupid question.
No,
I
mean, no, oh, but, what's wrong with you? But, I mean, like what, are you got fight okay. camp, let, what, let's, fever? Let's, like, let's chill.
Your plan now. No, it's not. It's to steer him to the Commonwealth title. I mean,
what's wrong with the Commonwealth, mate? What, you're dissing the Commonwealth now?
Because come on. Sharpen up, mate. I know it's a free bar, right? And you've probably dismantled 30...
Even had a drink here tonight.
Yes, the answer, the aim is to steer him towards a world title, right?
But we won first.
I think Dimitri Bivol will fight in October. Obviously, if Canelo fights Caleb Plant, etc. And then... Like I said, I've already told you, 0-2 for Dimitri Bivol. So your plan is to steer him to the world title. I mean, it's a world title eliminator. It's number two against number three.
Well, you've been steering Dylan White one for 5 years, mate.
Oh!
shout out the body snatcher. There we go. It doesn't always go to plan, does it, Edward? But yeah. You can run through the rest of the card. I'll give you the floor.
Absolutely electric performance. That guy had a war with Chris Colbert, the interim world champion. He fought a guy on our show against a guy who was 19-0, had a war with him, won that fight, and that was what you need from Joe Caldina. You need a performance like that to come out and show how good he is. And he will become a world champion at 130 pounds. Want to move into a final eliminator now. He's ready. Sharp as you like. Michael McKinson, good performance. Bit disappointed with Ranowski, to be honest with you, because he went into his shell a little bit. And, you know, with Michael, you know, he can control any fights, but you want someone that comes onto him so he can really look exciting. And I thought he looked good tonight. But sometimes you get the criticism of, you know, the style that he fights when someone goes into a shell. Cash Farouk, good fight for him. Castillo was tough. I think Cash Farouk's ready now to step on. I'd like to make that Lee McGregor fight. A good win for Hope.
Next?
Possibly, but certainly early next year at the Hydro. But maybe we do a show in November in Scotland as well, with both of them on it. Good win for Hobie Price. Very good win for Raymond Ford. Looks super sharp against Rhys Bellotti. Big win for him to come over and make a statement.
Early stoppage or not?
He was under fire. I mean, could he have carried on? Yeah, quite possibly. I don't like this. It's tough for the ref, isn't it? Because it's ultimately that they have to jump in to stop a fighter taking punishment. But sometimes I feel they jump in too quick. Like, and you know, erratically. Good win for Zelfa Barrett. Just wanted to get him out. You know, his mum passed away. Just wanted him to get a few rounds under his belt before we do that Kiko Martinez rematch. So, yeah, standout performances, of course, from Joe Caldina and Joshua Buatzi.
Okay, latest on Canelo and Caleb Plant.
Nothing really. The talks continue with Caleb Plant. That's the fight everyone's pushing to make for November. So, fingers crossed, I'm sure there'll be some news soon.
You mentioned you wouldn't mind a fight with Ryder for Bivol.
Yeah, someone said. I mean, I think Tony said to me that John Ryder is mandatory and that fight's been ordered with David Morrell. Good fight, tough fight, but so's the Dimitri Bivol fight. And I think John looks at that fight and thinks he can beat him. So maybe John gets a shot at that. We'll have to see.
Many Olympians here. Lauren Price, Ben Whitaker's behind us there.
Carissa.
Yeah, talking to any of them for that reason they're here or not?
No, it's a bit early for that, to be honest with you. They all know. I mean, it's pretty obvious I want to sign every Olympian. So I'm sure they'll listen to all the offers and then obviously make their decision from there. But we've got, you know, a significant pot that I've put aside to sign the next generation of Olympian, because that's the new cycle of talent. And we're ready to give them great deals. We're ready to give them the perfect platform. We're ready to box them all over the world. We're ready to give them more activity than anybody else. And we're ready to make them superstars. So we'll see what happens.
When are you ready to announce your October 30th show?
All right, mate. Well done.
Get home safe, mate.
Get home safe to the family. That's all that matters.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to give time frames, but yeah, within the next week or so. Obviously, we've just announced. Also announced tonight, Conor Benn against Granados in Leeds. Can we just have a little pay homage to that show?
That show is very, very, very good.
Lara Warrington 2, Katie Taylor against Hand for the undisputed lightweight world titles, Conor Benn against Granados, Strathon against Hughes, and plenty more. I mean, where do you see this kind of stuff? Be honest, where do you see it?
On the zone.
Exactly. Yes, love that. October 9, Liverpool just gone absolutely mental. AJ, Spurs, September 25th. October 30th, probably at the O2 with Dillian White. Mate, we're smashing it out of the park. Can I go home now?
No, I've got one more question to ask you. I just saw something that's just popped up here. I just wanted your opinion. But I like throwing these little curveballs into you. So, have you seen Jake Paul's 10-man boxing hit list? Can I read some names to you? Logan Paul, Javonte Davis, KSI, Conor McGregor, Timmy Fury, which we assume is Tommy Fury, Kamaru Usman, Nick and Nate Diaz, Tyrone Woodley, and Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, I thought I might have been on there. Might want to cop a few quid. I'm too heavy. Too heavy. Yeah, I mean, look, whatever. I mean, listen, don't knock Jake Paul.
Don't knock Jake Paul.
And actually, he's training hard, and at least he's fighting, not boxers, but he's fighting proper fights. So I don't mind Jake Paul. I know he's not everyone's cup of tea. I know him quite well. He's actually a bright kid.
Have you ever spoke to Canelo about Jake Paul?
No.
You've never mentioned Jake Paul to Canelo.
Honestly, not once. Why? I mean, like...
No, I'm just saying. No, but he's like... No, no.
I mean, no.
You're mates with him. You're like on the WhatsApp voice notes and all that.
See you later.
We're just going to walk out and interview. The final word of Fight Camp.
I'm going to address the people that matter. That's you. Thank you for your support. It's been a great start for us on this journey. Shout out Mike Costello tonight. Absolute levels. Levels. Right? Thanks for the support. See you in Leeds, Headingley, massive show. Subscribe to DAZN. We're just getting started, baby.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.